All right, take your Bibles, please, if you would, and turn over to the book of Hebrews. All right, they said, Brother Meyer said that I have to be done by 8 o'clock. And I have church members here, and they're looking at me right now and thinking, there is no way. I don't even do an introduction in 15 minutes. I will be done because I want to go out and eat. And we want to take Nick out. I want to say, first of all, I appreciate so much. I am so thankful for the vision that Pastor Esposito had to have this Bible college. I'm so grateful. You know, 32 years ago, I went to Bible college and met Pastor. Of course, he wasn't Pastor Esposito then. He was Brother Joe. And both of us were single, and neither one of us really knew what the future held. But I was just thinking, and I'm sure others have said this, I was just thinking, now my son is graduating from his Bible college. And that's an amazing thing. I'm so grateful, so thankful for the Esposito family, for Mrs. Esposito, for this church, for the staff, and just what God has done. And it's a privilege to be a part of this college and to be a part of the ministry here. I'm so thrilled for these students. I know all of them and have taught all of them, and they're great young people. And this is a great achievement for you tonight. I was thinking about a story, and I don't even know if I'm going to look at my notes here, because that would just discourage me to look at these notes. But I was thinking about a boy who went to the Grand Canyon with his family. And his dad gave him a journal, you know, like a diary thing. And he said to him, he said, son, now when the day's done, he said, I want you to write some thoughts from the day, or maybe some achievements. And so that day they were at the Grand Canyon. His son kind of went over to the cliff and he spit. And he was just having the time of his life spitting. And so the day went on, and at the end of the day, he wrote some things in that diary. Well, his dad was like, you know, what did he write? And so when it was done, as far as the day, he went over and he snuck the diary. And he opened it up because he was just dying to see what his son wrote. And in it were these words: today I spit 2 miles. Now for him, that was a great achievement. But I think what these young people have accomplished is an even greater achievement. It's a great thing. Now, would you look at the scriptures with me for a moment? Let's stand just for a moment, if you would, please, and look at Hebrews chapter 11. And these are verses actually I taught recently in our church, and I felt like it would be a good challenge for these graduates tonight. And in verse number 32, and what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, and out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turned to flight the armies of the aliens. Women received their dead, raised to life again, and others were tortured and not accepting deliverance that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. And they were stoned, they were sawn asunder, were tempted, were slain with the sword. They wandered about in sheepskins and goatskins, being destitute, afflicted, tormented. And I love this verse, of whom the world was not worthy. And they wandered in deserts and in mountains and in dens and caves of the earth. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, receive not the promise. You may be seated. I want to challenge you, these graduates, and challenge everyone here tonight. I want to challenge you to keep building your faith. Keep building your faith. I believe the reason why you are graduates and I think it was Brother Kyle mentioned the fact that one out of four freshmen, they actually graduate from college. It's a great thing to start something and finish it. It's a great thing. But especially Bible college, it takes faith to go through Bible college. And I believe that one of the reasons why you are graduating here tonight is because of your building your faith while you were here at Bible college. Listening to the staff and listening to the preaching and going to the chapel services and, of course, attending the services at the church. You were building your faith. Now, my challenge to you tonight is keep building your faith. You never graduate from the school of faith. You will always need to be enrolled in the school of faith. And as you enter into the ministry or whatever it is that you are going to do with your life, one thing you must continue to do is you must continue to build your faith. And keep working on your faith all the time. And I believe that if God is going to use your life and if you're going to see God do something in your life, then you're going to need to do that. I recall when I graduated from Bible college and went off to the ministry, my wife and my first daughter. And of course, when I got to the church, the place that I was going to serve, I got busy and got to working and got very, 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 and working hard. But after a while, I realized something. I realized my attitude wasn't right. My spirit wasn't right. And my outlook wasn't right. And I began to analyze it and wonder what was happening to me. And I finally realized I was helping people to build their faith, but I had stopped building my own. I was getting busy in the ministry, serving the Lord, but I was neglecting my faith and the building of my faith. And I learned, I understood from that, and I realized that from that day forward, I needed, if there was going to be an emphasis of my life, if there was going to be something that I would continue to do that would keep me going as a servant of the Lord and as a Christian, I knew that I had to start building my faith again, and so I did. It was the greatest decision I ever made, that as I help people build their faith, it is even more important that I am building my own. Now, there are three powers, I believe, building your faith, that faith is going to give you. The first one is God will give to you, if you continue to build your faith, God will give to you the power to conquer. Look, if you would, at verse number 32. It says, "And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon and of Barak and of Samson, of Jephthah, of David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets." No, these are all familiar names to most of us here tonight. These are all conquerors. These are people that had great victories. These are people that saw answers to prayer. These are people that won tremendous battles. These are people that God used in an amazing way. And I believe that if a Christian, if a child of God, if a servant of God, whatever the case may be here tonight, that if you will continue to build your faith, that God will give to you the power to conquer, the power to be victorious, the power to win battles, the power to see answers to prayer. And as you step out, and this is a whole new portion of your life, this is a new leg in the race. And as you enter into this new leg, this new phase of your life, keep building your faith. Why? Because God wants you to be more than conquerors. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. And if that one that's in you that is going to be greater, then you have to build your faith to do that. Now you've been building it. Don't stop. Keep building it. See, one of the things you learn is that great men don't build things. Little men who trusted in a great God build things. If Pastor Esposito was here, I know he would agree with this 100%. He is a great man. But he would confess tonight that he actually is a little man that trusted in a great God. And that's what we all are. We're all little men. We're all little women. And what we need to do, if we're going to do anything great for God, if we're going to do anything for God at all, then we must have a faith that we're constantly building. And if you'll keep building your faith, you will have the power in your life to conquer and to be victorious. But not only that, I see another power, and I see the power to continue. I want you to notice here in the next few verses, we see many things that they conquered, but we also see something else. Look at verse number 35. We see a change here. And in verse number 35, he says, women received the dead, raised to life again. But then notice, and others were tortured, not accepting deliverance, that they might obtain a better resurrection. And others had trial of cruel mockings and scourgings, yea, moreover, of bonds and imprisonment. Now, the first group that we just read, faith gave to them the power to conquer. They won battles. They saw great and positive things come out of the things that they did. But in the next group, we see something different. We see that there was a group here that weren't delivered. We see some that were delivered from the fire, and they quenched the fire. They were delivered from the sword. They saw the victory. But the next group, the Bible says, they were tortured. And they went through things. See, God not only gives you the power to conquer, but there are times in your life where God is going to give you the power to continue. God's not going to deliver you. God's not going to answer that prayer. God's going to keep that burden, and God's going to keep that difficulty, and God's going to keep that problem in your life. And you're going to pray, and you're going to ask God to help you, and you're going to look for the light, and you're going to look for the answer, but it doesn't come. And there are going to be times in your life, graduates, you're going to conquer, you're going to see victory, you're going to see blessings, you're going to see God answer prayer. It's going to be wonderful, but there are going to be times you're going to pray, and you're going to seek God, but God says no. But God can then give to you the faith to continue. And God will give you the faith to keep on going. Because, see, the Christian life is not just about blessings, it's about burdens. And God doesn't always promise to help us to escape. Sometimes he'll give us the help to endure the things in our life that come our way. I think of great people that I've known through the years. I think of one of our missionaries, my dear friend, Kevin Nguyen, who, when he went to Mexico City, my goodness, almost 27, 28, 30 years ago. For the first year in Mexico City, nothing happened, and lived in a hut and dirt floors and no running water, and went out soul winning and prayed and did everything he was supposed to do. But nothing happened. Support wasn't coming in. Him and his dear wife, Deborah, they were struggling. And so we came off the field and went and visited a pastor. It was our pastor as we were at Bible college. His name is, of course, Brother Hiles. You all know Brother Hiles. And he went to Brother Hiles and he told him the situation. Brother Hiles told him, said, you know what, I think, Kevin, you need to come off the field. I think you need to just kind of regroup and maybe ask God to show you someplace else to go. Well, Brother Kevin respected Brother Hiles and respected his counsel, but in his heart of hearts, he knew, this is what God wants me to do. And so he didn't take the counsel. He stayed in Mexico City. And God gave him the faith to continue. And you know, God used him. I think of a mission named Don Chitty. Don Chitty went to New Mexico, and he went there to start a church, Open Bible Baptist Church, there in New Mexico with the Navajo Indians. He went there with a bus in 1977, and for 3 years, his family of four were his congregation. That's all that he had come to his church for 3 years. Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night. That was his congregation for 3 years. And then after that third year, something happened. And one Wednesday night, one tribe, half of a tribe came, and they filled up that bus, and God began to do a work to where that is the biggest Navajo church in America today. See, most people would have quit. Most people would have given up a long time ago. But Don Chitty had faith. He kept building his faith, even through those tough times. He just kept building and building and building. And God gave him the faith, not to conquer so much in those 3 years, but God gave him the faith to continue, to keep going. And as these graduates step into the next phase of their life, keep building your faith, because you'll conquer. And you'll see victories. But there are going to be times that you'll just need the faith to continue. And then the last thing, it'll also give you the power to conclude, to finish. Look what it says in verse number 39. And these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. He's talking about these people, they didn't get to see the promise fulfilled. They didn't get to see the coming of the Lord fulfilled. Now, they believed in the promise and they looked forward to the promise, but they never got to see it fulfilled. But they finished anyways, because they believed it was coming. They believed the promises that God had given to them. And that's what faith is for. Faith is not just to start, and faith is not just to conquer, and faith is not just to continue. Faith is to finish. Faith is to conclude. Listen, young people, you've spent money, you've invested your time, you've invested your effort, all that. People have invested into you. They did not invest in your life for you to start and not finish the ministry that God has for you. And if you're going to finish this thing, if you're going to run the race and finish it, you're going to need faith to do that. So many people finish with faith. So many. Abraham, the Bible says, for he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. It says in Hebrews 11, 13, these all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. What does that mean? That means they made up their mind. They made up their mind that they're going to keep building their faith. They're going to believe in the promises of God. They're going to trust God, and they're going to keep on going. And that's what faith is for. Faith will give you the power to conclude. Faith will carry you all the way to the end. I read a story this week about two girls. They were twins. They were running in a race. And one of the sisters, after it was a 400-meter race, and after about 40 meters, she heard a pop, felt a pop in her leg, and she fell. And she was in pain. All of a sudden, she heard someone run up to her, and it was her sister. And her sister helped her up and put her on her back and carried her 360 meters, 1,120 feet. She carried her. They finished last, but they finished. She was carried over the finish line by her sister. The goal of the Christian life is to finish. Paul said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I've kept the faith. Fight to finish by building your faith. Faith, listen to me, I'm done. Faith will carry you over the finish line. Faith will get you to the end. And so my challenge to these graduates of 2014, my challenge to you, keep building your faith. Don't ever stop. Because if you do, you're in danger. Let's pray. Our Father, thank you. Thank you for a great year. Thank you for the multitude of blessings. Thank you for the burdens. Thank you for all that you do, because you know what's best. Thank you for faith. For faith is the victory. But sometimes faith is for just keep going. And we all know that faith is to finish. And so please increase these graduates' faith tonight. And may they never stop growing in their faith. And may their faith increase. In Jesus' name, amen.